Grace and peace, everybody. This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice. In spite of how things may look, I will rejoice. Be glad in it. Great is the Lord, and great that you be praised. Jason Nelson is ministering in the background, shifting the atmosphere. And we have to learn how, even in the midst of adversity, to shift the atmosphere. The atmosphere never changes if we stop by murmuring, complaining, bemoaning, condition, but he said, I make a decision. I worship and I praise you. Hallelujah. Shift in the atmosphere. Glory, glory, glory. Till the heavens open. Said this praise is shifting the atmosphere. Breakthrough. Glory is coming. And I just believe that with all of my heart that a breakthrough is on the way. I want to welcome you to Morning Manna as we come together each week. And even in the midst of recovering and people saying, well, take it slow, and I'm taking it slow. But the assignment of God is still in my life and things that I can do that will not hinder the healing. As I say, there's nothing wrong with my voice, and I can still talk. And so with that voice, I will declare the glory of God. Hallelujah. Yes, God, I declare his glory. Yes, Lord, I give him praise. Hallelujah, because he's good. Let's go to the Word of God. It's found in Joshua chapter 3, verses 1 through 7. And it says, early in the morning, Joshua and all the Israelites set out from Shittim and went to the Jordan, where they camped before crossing over. And after 3 days, the officers went throughout the camp, giving orders to the people, when you see the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God, and the Levitical piece carrying it, you are to move out from your positions and follow it. He says, then you will know which way to go, since you have never been this way before. But keep a distance of about 2,000 cubits between you and the ark. Do not go near it. And Joshua told the people, consecrate yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do amazing things among you. And Joshua said to the priests, take up the ark of the covenant and pass on ahead of the people. And so they took it up and went ahead of them. And the Lord said to Joshua, today I will exalt you in the eyes of all Israel, so that they may know that I am with you as I was with Moses. And one of the most significant lessons that I have learned or discovered these past few months of 2015 has been that there must always be an expectation for tomorrow. And that's what I want to talk to you today about. Prepare yourself for tomorrow. And now having expectation for tomorrow, it's not always literally the next day, because God has already marked our life out, and the anointing, he has anointed us. He's already favored us. He's called us, and he's set us up for greater. And so whichever of these you want to grab hold of, just know that God works according to times and seasons, and it's necessary to learn how to live through challenges that can't stop the next move of God in your life. Hallelujah. And even when it seems like you don't always understand what may be going on at different junctures and seasons, but we know that God works according to times and seasons. And he uses every experience that we have, the good, the bad, the ups, the downs, the joys, the triumphs, the defeats sometimes. He uses all of that as a means of fortifying us and causing us to even have the desire, God, if you don't help me, I know that I can't make it, but we know that God's presence is always with us. And so as I recover even now from a season of three surges over the past few months and setbacks and detours, but I'm more determined now than in any season of my life to wait for the next wave of glory that is going to come in my life. And I heard the Holy Spirit whisper in my spirit on yesterday as the surgeon was taking the bandages off and cleaning the incision. And as bad as the incisions looked, at that very moment I heard the Holy Ghost say, wait for the third day, because it looks bad right now, but glory is coming, hallelujah. And I just want to say that to somebody, that it doesn't matter how things may look, and it may seem like that it doesn't look anything like what God has said, but wait for the third day. Third day represents resurrection. It may represent the shift you got to learn how to live through the despair and the darkness. But the third day is going to come, hallelujah. And I've been saying for a while that there comes a time in all of our lives when we need to see something. And my heart's crying similar to that of Moses. With all that I know about how God is and how good he is and the lessons that I've learned, and I'm asking God even now to show me your glory. And I know what I know, but give me a revelation into who you are that I've not yet seen yet. And I know, hallelujah, that praise is one of the ways that God gives us revelation and insight, bless God, into things that we just wouldn't see otherwise. And so we've got to learn in every season to push past whatever the things may be. So in Joshua 3, God is preparing a people, not just one individual, but God is preparing a generation of people in terms of his purpose that allowed them to see the blessing before they experienced it. And it's amazing how the Lord gives us vision and dreams and insight into his will for our life, and it places responsibility on us to want what he wants for us. And I'm going to say that again. You got to want what God wants for you. And so it said in verse number 1 in Joshua 3, that early in the morning, Joshua and all the Israelites set out from Shittim and went to the Jordan, where they camped before crossing over. And Shittim was the last place of encampment before crossing over or victory. And it doesn't matter how long or short we may have been in certain places or experienced certain conditions, but God has a way of pronouncing that this is it. And don't keep rehearsing the same familiar tune, or get too comfortable with being uncomfortable, because a new day is here and you have your marching orders now. And so in verses 2 and 3, it says after 3 days, the officers went throughout the camp giving orders to the people. When you see the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God and the Levitical priest carrying it, you ought to move out from your position and follow it. And it doesn't matter where you are right now or what has been going on for however long. But when the glory comes into the camp, and that's what the Ark of the Covenant represented, because to them it represented the tangible presence of God's presence in the midst of his people. In other words, God was saying, I'm in the midst of you. I'm not distant and afar off, but I'm right in the midst of where you are right now. Hallelujah! To the glory of God was what preserved them. It says now, as you see the glory moving,
You've got your marching orders, and you've got to break camp. You've got to follow the glory. And wherever the glory takes you, you've got to keep on following. And so Moses, the Moses mentality and generation has left, but was to be left behind at this place. And the influence and realm that they exhibited when they were under the reign of Moses, he said, it's not going to work as long as you're going to step into the purpose that brought you to where you are. But that mentality cannot sustain you as you're getting ready to take territory. So celebrate, get the lesson, read the loss of whatever has been priority, and embrace your new normal. No longer do you have to go in a circle. You don't have to go back to that place again. And I don't know about you, but I'm tired of wilderness walking. And it's time to cross over and share in the blessing of God for all who will obey his voice. And so the word says, when you see the ark of the covenant of the Lord and the Levitical priest carrying it, you are to move out from your position and follow it. And some of them, like some of us now, may have been saying, but you don't know how difficult things are, or I'm just tired and weary of the process. But let me just remind you that the process is the process. And after all is said and done, there has to be a personal response on all of our part to this command to leave your position and follow the glory. And so Joshua, in verse number 5, chapter 3, told the people, consecrate yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do amazing things among you. In other words, he said, if you believe what God said, then your attitude can't be like it was before you got word from God. He says your first response is to consecrate yourself. Get ready. And I want to say, is anyone besides me ready to see another season of amazing things that God is releasing into our lives for this season? Thank God we survived. Hallelujah. Jeremiah 12:5, as I'm getting ready to close, it said, if you race with men on foot and they have worn you out, how can you compete with horses? And if you stumble in safe country, how will you manage in the thickets of the Jordan? Hallelujah. In other words, Jeremiah was saying, if the threatening stuff wore you down, then how in the world are you going to handle things that come to challenge your destiny? And I'm talking right now to folks who know that destiny is on your life. I'm talking to folks right now that said, I refuse to quit in the process. That footman issue, it's not going to delay me. That footman stuff, it's not going to preoccupy and consume my thoughts and my mind. Can somebody praise God with me that you were not worn out by the test? And that God has preserved and prepared us for whatever is included in the category of the thickets of the Jordan. Our third day is here, and God is going to exalt us in the eyes of those who may have challenged or wondered about what God was doing in our life. Can I get somebody right now? Can I get somebody right now, wherever you are, just to get in the water? When I say get in the water, the instructions were to the priest. When you put your foot in the water, you got to get out of the ground. You got to go step in the flow of the hindrance. Can I get somebody right now that is in your spirit saying, I'm going to jump in. I'm going to embrace the struggle and then watch God perform a miracle. Can somebody right now say, I'm preparing myself for tomorrow. I'm expecting God to show up. I believe that God is going to do another miracle in my life. Father, in the name of Oshia Makaya, yes, God, I thank you. I bless you, God. Hallelujah, that we're preparing ourselves for tomorrow. Lord, I pray, and I lift up those who are in hard places. I lift up those where it seems like the floodgates have just been released, oh God. But Lord, I pray, hallelujah, thank you for the shifting, oh God, for how you're rearranging things, that you're going to get glory, God, out of everything that we go through. So today, lift up your head. Today, make a decision that I'm going to bless God in the midst of the adversity. Lord, thank you for victory. Lord, I thank you now. Thank you for healing. God, I thank you now. Thank you for breakthrough. Thank you now for my brother. Thank you now for my sister. That is going to be the way you say it, God. We bless you and we give you glory. Now you better open your mouth now and begin to bless God. Let somebody know Tell them, prepare yourself for tomorrow. Hallelujah. Don't you let this day go by without you telling somebody, prepare yourself for tomorrow. Consecrate yourself. Because God's going to show up, and he's going to show his glory. The blessing of the Lord be upon you. Shalom. Shalom. Hallelujah. God, I thank you. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.